you're a criminal, a cash machine can soon become an easy earner. And with around 7.9 million withdrawals a day being made from UK terminals, that's plenty of opportunities to cash in.
There's a couple of areas they can exploit. Here is where the cash is presented. There are occasions where a device will be inserted into the drawer here, which captures the card. The criminal will then try and rip out that device, bringing the cash with it. And also, where the card is put in place, they'll try and put a device which captures the card. As you can see here, there is a camera hidden behind this bar here, which looks like it's part of the cash machine. And as you can see, as I put here, it's quite clear that you can see what numbers are being pressed. Whereas if I cover it and do the same, you can't see it.
There are, however, some potential alternatives to the humble chip and pin.
Here at Southampton University, scientists are exploring a theory that the way you walk, and even your ear, is more unique than your fingerprint.
In our studies, we've never seen two people with the same ears. We've never seen two people walk in the same way. It's to do with you, rather than what you can remember and what you carry. It's to do with you, and that makes life so much more convenient.
Here at Southampton General Hospital, finger vein technology is being put to the test in the intensive care unit to find out whether various health conditions affect the veins under your skin. So far, the answer is no.
It scans the veins within the fingers, and these are unique in every human being, and with accuracy levels way beyond those other technologies currently in the market, we believe that this is going to be the future of biometrics in the UK.
He's certainly convinced, but are you?
I mean, for us, because we're young, we're used to dealing with technology, I suppose. If new technology is introduced, it doesn't really bother us, but older people possibly might be a bit more reluctant to accept new technology.
Fingerprinting technology is used within sort of a criminal context already, so it's really nothing too extreme. So I think it's a good thing.
Probably use your fingers. I don't know about yours. I think that sounds a bit daft.
We welcome it, but I think the fraudsters are usually a little bit ahead of us, but yeah.
In the meantime, the main thing you can do to protect yourself at cash points is to shield your PIN code. If your card still gets stuck, stay near the machine and call your bank straight away. Zoe Kleinman, BBC News.